Well, unless you spent last summer in Waziristan, one cave over from Osama bin Laden, you probably heard this song. The song is Young Folks, the band, Sweden's very own Peter, Bjorn, and John. The song was all over TV shows and ads. It was remixed by Kanye West. The hype got so big that when they showed up at the South by Southwest Music Festival in Austin, a guy launched a blog called Stop Peter, Bjorn, and John. He protested outside one of their shows, but eventually retired, citing a, quote, total mental and emotional breakdown.
I would say so.
Such is the power of the whistle. Joining us here in the BPP studios is Peter Murray and the Peter of Peter, Bjorn, and John. Welcome.
Welcome.
Välkommen. Hey, hey.
Hey, though.
Hur mår du bra?
Yay.
I'm well, thank you.
Wait, good. I took Swedish in college, and you actually know what he said.
She's better.
Yeah, well, she's better at a lot of things. I think the dirty little secret about that song, Young Folks, is that it's a great song, but it's not even my favorite song off of this record. I think that I would have to say Object of My Affection is my favorite song. I guess I wanted to ask you, what is it like to be so well known for one song right now when you've written three different records with lots of really good songs on them?
It's good because people buy the album and hopefully like some of the other songs. But it's bad if they only like that song. It's a bit bad, but it's good because we get some financial support.
Some financial support.
But I mean, yeah, I can stay in New York for a while because of that song. So that's nice. But I hope that eventually people get into the other songs as well.
Have you been in a store or walking down the street and heard it come blaring out of someone's window and thought, hey, that's my song?
You hear people whistle occasionally and you don't really know. And also like sitting in restaurants and it's coming on and you can't really tell if they recognize you or if it's just accident. That's pretty weird, actually. It kind of upsets me. I don't want to hear it when I'm eating.
Even though it's probably what's paying for the food.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, you brought your guitar in, and you were going to play a song for us. Well, what do you have?
I'm thinking about doing Obvious of My Affections, since you praised it so nicely.
It is my favorite song.
Thank you.
And I know you aim to please, so yeah. I appreciate that.
Okay.
Remember when I first moved here a long time ago, 'cause I heard some song I used to hear back then a long time ago. And I remember when even further back in another town, 'cause I saw something written I used to say back then, hard to comprehend. And the question is, was I more alive than I'm now? I happily have to disagree. I laugh more often now. I cry more often now. I am more me. Ooh. But of course some days I slide around and hardly exist, and can't tell apart what I'm eating from my hands or my wrist. 'Cause flesh is flesh, flesh is flesh is flesh, the difference is thin. But life is a certain ability to bring your life into me, so I breathe it in. Tells me here you are and we all are here, and you still can make sense if you just show up and present an honest face instead of that grin. And the question is, was I more alive than I'm now? I happily have to disagree. I laugh more often now. I cry more often now. Thank you. other day, this new friend of mine said something to me. Just because something starts differently doesn't mean it's worthless. And I soaked it in, how I soaked it in, how I soaked it in. And yours just to prove how right it was. Then you came. So I'm gonna give, yes I'm gonna give, I'm gonna give you a try. So I'm gonna give, yes I'm gonna give, I'm gonna give you a try. And the question is, was I more alive than I am now? I happily have to disagree. I laugh more often now, I cry more often now. I am more me. Am more me.
People are like collecting outside the studio. It's like, what is that sound? That sound is Peter Morean of Peter, Bjorn, and John here on the Bryant Park Project. You guys are from Stockholm, and yeah. I was going down the list of Swedish bands that I've been listening to and enjoying lately, and it seems like a whole bunch of them have made the jump over here. You've got The Knife, Jens Lekman, Jose Gonzalez. What's going on in Sweden right now?
I don't know. I don't really know. I mean, there's been good bands there forever, but of course it's exploded the last 5 years or something, especially over here. And I guess it's part of it. It's because of the internet, because you get a lot of hype from blogs and stuff, and people don't actually need record deals. That's what happened to us. The record wasn't out here, and people would start talking about it.
How did you consume music when you were little? I mean, you think about kids today, they can just log on and consume anything from anywhere, but how did you find it?
It was pretty difficult because I'm raised in a small village called Vika, which is in a part of Sweden called Dalarna, where there's lots of skiing and ice hockey and not a lot of good music apart from traditional fiddle music. And it was very hard. I had to like buy records while I was on a vacation with my parents to bigger cities, and then you had to go and buy lots of records to keep you busy for half a year.
Who were you into? Who would you listen to?
In the 80s, when I was about 10, I was really into the House Martins.
The House Martins.
Yeah.
Sure.
And also stuff like Aha, you know, and also lots of 60s. I was like a 60s freak when I grew up, like Beatles, Beach Boys, Birds, like really early.
Do you feel like that, does that come out in your music, that kind of 60s influence, you think, that sort of harmony?
Yeah,
and
I guess it still does. I mean, you don't listen to it as much anymore, but when I started to learn to write songs, that's what I listened to. So it kind of... somewhere in the back of your head, it's still there, I guess. But it's very interesting, as you said, because like my cousin, who lives in the same village now, he gets all these fashionable clothes and he knows all the latest music just by sitting in front of the computer. And it couldn't happen in the 80s. You had to move. I had to move to Stockholm, which was good because I met the boys and everything.
Would it be possible to play another song for us?
Well, I do a song that we sometimes do as an encore, which was on our first album.
What's
this
called?
The acoustic guitar. Collect, Select, Reflect. So it's on the album called Peter, Bjorn and John, which is red.
Think of me, and I will think of you. Then at least we all can do what the other wants us to. Be with me, and I will will be with you. As to complicate things further, I will always be true. Collect, select, reflect and think. Pick out the things you want and need. They're telling me you can't always be the center of attention, but you can try. You can try. You can try. You can try. Try, 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 try. Honesty is easy to act as a matter of a fact. It disguises what you lack. What do I lack? What do you lack? What do we lack? Try, 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 try.
Peter Moran of Peter, Bjorn, and John. Can people get that on your, can they get that record on your website, I assume?
Maybe.
I don't know.
They can get at the shows when they play all across the states late November and
absolutely.
December, right?
Absolutely, they're going to be playing. But first off, some free shows, I understand, coming up in Manchester, Bristol, and London, if you're listening to us in the UK. And then back here in New York playing at Joe's Pub on November 19th.
That's just me, yeah.
Oh, that's just you?
Yeah, that's a solo show.
Well, I think based on the performance today, it's going to be sold out.
Okay.
If I have to buy the tickets myself. Peter, thanks for coming on.
Thank you very much for having me.